Bezal Hashem is Baruch, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the laws of Avodah Zarah, B'chukos Avodah, and the statutes of those who serve it, which now we begin a new conversation regarding the halacha of destroying Avodah Zarah and the prohibition of having any benefit from the Avodah Zarah. Rambam begins halacha off regarding the mitzvah of destroying Avodah Zarah. Mitzvah Saseh is a positive command la'abed Avodah Zkachavim u'misham shah, to destroy the Avodah Zarah and those accessories. And anything that was made for it, Shemaik says the pasuk in the bottom. Abe to abdin es kol makamis. You shall surely destroy the places where there is the avodah zarah. Veneman says in the pasuk, ki im koy tasul lahem. Because but rather this you should do to them, mizbuchesem to tell you their altars you should smash. Ube eretz Yisrael. And now in the land of Israel, mitzvah lidah b'acharel. There is a mitzvah to pursue after them. Achin abed oisim makal tzen until we destroy them from our entire lands. But out of Eretz Yisrael, we don't have to pursue them. Rather, any place that we take over, that we conquer, then we destroy all the Avodah Zarah. That's what the Shlomo says in the passage in the bottom. You should destroy their name from that place. In Eretz Yisrael, you commanded to pursue them. You don't have to pursue them out of Eretz Yisrael. Now, halacha base regarding the prohibition of having benefit from Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zkachavim, the Avodah Zarah, Misham Sheho, and those that the servicing vessels, but the Kribishol, and the sacrifices, the Bechol, and Nasa Beshvil, anything that was made for it, Asaba Nasa, we didn't have benefit from it. Shem, like it says, the passage in the bottom. Voisavi to Eve El Beisach, you should not bring the abomination into your house. Bechol, and Nenem Echad Bekalelu, whoever has benefit, has pleasure from any one of these things. Lekishtaim gets two sets of lashes. Achas Mishum, one because of, like we said, Leisobi to Eber, one should not bring the abomination. And Achas Mishum, Leyidbak, Beyotcha, Ma'umim, and Achirim, for a different passing, that it should not be connected to your hand anything from this that is forbidden. Halacha Gimel. Behemesh Ekrivu, Labitz Kechavim, an animal that was sacrificed for Avodah Zarah. Kula, Sodabana, all the animals forbidden to have benefit. A filipidish, even if it's waste matter, that's messiah, and its bones, the carnare, and its horns, its lofa, and its hooves, and its skin, Hakol, Sodabana, it's all forbidden to have benefit. Now, if there was in the piece of leather, simon sheyedei, a sign that a person could know, that this piece of leather, to krebis avodah zarah, who was a sacrifice for avodah zarah, they used to do, shekoidim keda ogel, they would make a round hole, keneged aleiv, opposite where the heart of the animal was, and that's how they would take out the heart. So any piece of leather that you find that round hole, a sudim banah is forbidden to have benefit, anything something like that would be forbidden to have anah. Now, what's the difference between Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew? Avodah Zarah shall Yisrael to an Avodah Zarah of a Jew. Avodah Zarah shall Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew, Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew, asur b'no miyad. It's forbidden to have benefit from it right away. Shalom, like it says in the post in the bottom. P'sile aloi heihem tisburn be'esh. The graven images of their false deities you should burn in the fire, which teaches what's p'sile mishapostle. The moment they carve it out, nasa loy alaiha becomes to him his deities, Avodah Zarah. But for Yisrael, but by a Jew, in a sudah banah atchadi ovid, it does not become forbidden to have benefit until it's actually worshipped. Shlomo says in the pasuk in the bottom, "Misamba sasa," that he's going to place it in hiding, meaning atchias la devarim shabbat says until he does things which they do hidden, because a Jew who does have a desire wants to do it hidden that they don't see him, because maybe the courts are going to hear and they're going to stone him. Shehem avodasa, which is his worship, you see, only then does it become avodah zarah. Now, regarding the accessories of Avodah Zarah, ben shel Avi Kachavim, ben shel Yisrael, whether from a Jew or a non-Jew, ein masurim, they're not going to be forbidden that sheyishtam shabem l'Avodah Kachavim until it was utilized for the service of Avodah Zarah, because there it says avita ibdin asher avdu, until it was actually served. Halacha hey, oisa Avodah Zarah lachem. Someone makes Avodah Zarah for others. Avi pishul like although he gets lashes because that's a prohibition in the Torah, scharim mutter, but the wages he got for doing that work is permitted. And even if he made Avodah Zarah for a non-Jew, which, as we just mentioned before, becomes forbidden right away, because it doesn't become forbidden until it's actually finished. The job is done. Then it's Avodah Zarah. Now, the thing is, the last hit that finishes off the idol, that actual bang is not worth a value of a pruta. Which that's halacha, what's called yeshlo schiras mitchil vatzayif. What happens is a person gets paid for every single bang he makes making the thing itself. Now, for that matter, because of that, everything up until it's finished was not Avodah Zarah yet, so that's permitted. The last bang, which makes it Avodah Zarah, oh, that's not worth a prota, and therefore that's not considered something of monetary value, and therefore that's not a prohibited wage. Now, halikeh grutois min ovi kachavim. If someone buys junk metal from a non-Jew, and he finds Avodah Zarah amongst all the pieces of metal, which you're not allowed to benefit from Avodah Zarah, so what do you do? If he paid for it, but he didn't do mashiach, it's called drawing the items to himself, Yachzichim loy v'kechav. Then he should give it back to the non-Jew, because as long as he didn't do Mashicha, he's not acquired it, because by a non-Jew, it's the acquisition is with Mashicha, not with Mois, not with monies. Now, v'chein sotu mashach, v'lo nasa Mois. Sotu, if he did Mashicha, he already took it, but he didn't pay. Although generally, by a non-Jew, doing Mashicha is a kinyan, but can make achtoisu. It's like a mistaken acquisition. So, because you don't want the avodah zarah. But if nasin mois, so mashach, if you gave the monies and you already took it, you should put it into the Dead Sea, because since you already paid and you did Mashicha, it's as if it's his own, and therefore he has an obligation to get rid of it, which is by putting it somewhere where no one could get access to it. So too, a similar case, by a non-Jew and a ger. So these are two non-Jewish sons, one converted, so one's a Yid and one's a guy. They inherited their father, the non-Jew. So the convert could tell his brother, the idol worshiper, you take the idols, but I need mois, and I'll take money, you know, in when we're splitting this inheritance. You take the wine of libations, and I'll take the fruits. The problem is, if already came, they already divided, and then the ger finds in his possession, then that's asr, then it's forbidden, and you can't even go ahead and exchange it, because that's getting benefit from the avodah zarah. Lachavah continues regarding what happens if someone finds different images. Regarding the figures that the idol worshippers make for decoration, that's permitted to have benefit from it. But the forms, the images that they make for idolatry, are forbidden. So ketzah haso. So kol tzuchas and emtsois b'kfarim. Any graven, any images that you're going to find in the village, asuras by nas, forbidden to have benefit. Because we're presuming that they did it for idolatry, because villagers, which are a simple type of people, they don't make these figures for beauty. They do it for their idol worship. But v'adam tzoyis b'medina, what's found in a city where people do make beautiful things, sem hoya imdes al pesach medina, if it was standing there by the opening of the city, v'hoya b'yad atzura, and in the hand of the image was a tzuras makala, the form of a stick, or a tzipa, or a bird, or a kadur, or a bull, or a sayif, or a sword, or a toro, or a crown, the tabas, and the ring. So these are all symbolisms of power, or similar types of things. Chaskasa shila b'etz kechav, so the presumption is that it was for the idol, v'asura b'nan, it's forbidden to have benefit. But if not, then the presumption is just for beauty, mutaras, and therefore those images would be permitted. Halacha zayin, tzlamim, statues, hanimtzayim b'shlochem b'shvakim, that are found thrown in the marketplaces, like b'tocha grotoyos, or amongst all the junk metal. So that's permitted. Why? Because what's called as a svek svek, as a double doubt. First of all, was it worship, was it not? We don't know. It's possible it's only for decoration. Even if it was, maybe they already nullified it. As we see, it's just like it's thrown out into the garbage, into the junk metal, or in the streets. You don't have to say if it's broken pieces of a statue, where that for sure seems to indicate that it was nullified. Now, avla mitza yad, but if someone finds a hand, mitzuchas avodazah, which is from the form of an idol, oyraglo, or its foot, where, in other words, it was initially made, the hand or the foot is its own avodazah, or even avodah mushloch, or a limb of its limbs that are thrown into the street, hariz asabana, that's going to be forbidden to have benefit. Because hoyal v'yad bevadish hazel even mitzuchas avodazah manabed, since you know that this, that it's just one limb, but it's made as an avodazah in its own right, which is worship. So that's in its prohibition because of the Safik. He knows definitively that the idol worship is nullified. Only then would it be permitted, because the Ibdi Kacham could be mevatel the Avodah Zarah. Halacha Ches, someone signs vessels. On the vessel, on the bowl, there's a form of a sun, Levan, or the moon, or Drokin, which really means like a dragon, or a type of a snake that has scales and fins that are in the vertebrae of his neck, which is related to the Avodah Zarah of one of the planets. Now, if it was gold or silver vessels, a big deshani, or expensive linen garments that have a red dye in it, or it was carved out on nose rings, on regular rings. So that's going to be forbidden, because these types of forms are worshipped and it's on something very distinguished. So it makes sense that it's for the Avodah Zarah. But Vashar came on other vessels which are not so distinguished. So Mutam, they permitted we presume that it's just for decorative purposes, not to worship, because it's not on such a distinguished vessel. And so to Bechin Shahat Surah, so to other forms, Hanim Tzos Al Kolakim, not this Cham Levana Drokin, some other forms, some other decorative form, that's Hanim Tzos Al Kolakim, that's on an old vessel, meaning even if it's distinguished vessels, gold, silver, Chaskasim Lanai, the presumption is just for decoration, Mutaras, then it would be permitted. It has to be Chashuv and these types of forms to be Asim. Halacha test continues regarding that the prohibition of the Avodah Zarah is even in the most minute amount. Avodah Kechavim u'mishamsheha. The Avodah Zarah and its accessories, v'chol tikrei v'shalah, all its sacrifices, oisim v'chol shem, are prohibited even the minute amount. Ketzad haso. So Avodah Kechavim shenisar v'bitzura shalnoi. Let's say the Avodah Zarah got mixed up with other forms that were for decorative purposes. Even one in many thousands, which generally we say there's a nullification in the measurement of majority, or one or 60 to 1, or 100 to 1, or 1,000 to 1. No, here even many thousands, you have to throw it all to the Dead Sea, because even though it's a very small fraction, even the most minute amount makes it prohibited. So there's a goblet of the Avodah Zarah that got mixed up with many goblets. Or a piece of meat, and it's over become a chatich, and many pieces of meat. You have to throw it all to the Dead Sea. So too, with this piece of skin that we said that they would tear a hole in it opposite the heart, and they would grab out the heart from the living creature that way. Shinus Oriv become Oiris, that piece of leather got mixed up with other many pieces of leather. It's all forbidden to have benefit. Over Mocha Avodah Kechavim, let's say someone violates and he sells the Avodah Zarah, or one of its accessories, or one of its sacrifices, so now the money's become forbidden to have benefit. Here also they make it forbidden even the minute amount, like the Avodah Zarah itself. Because it says in the Pasuk in the Devarim, it will be prohibited like it itself. Meaning, the word hayisa is like mechaya. Whatever you make from the Avodah Zarah, meaning the monetary proceeds, and from all its accessories and its sacrifices, will have the same halachic status as it itself. Halacha Yod, the Avodah Zarah, or the Avodah Zarah tree called Asherah that gets burned, even its ashes are forbidden to have benefit from it. And the coals of Avodah Zarah is asura, is forbidden also. Now the flame is materis, that's permitted. Mimni Shemba Mamash is not considered something of substance, a flame, and therefore that would not be the Isra Bano. Safik Avodah Zarah, someone has a doubt regarding if something is idolatry, also it's forbidden. Sfek Sfek, which we mentioned before, a double doubt, a doubt of a doubt, is muter, that's permitted. Ketzer Haso. So Kutchel Avodah Zarah. So if you have a cup, a goblet of Avodah Zarah, Shinofa Bo Itza Moli Kais, it fell into a whole storehouse full of goblets. So Kul Masrim, they're all forbidden. Why? Neshav Avodah Zarah, Mechomet Shemeshel, Isa Mechoshim, because we said that even if it's 1 in 1,000, the mixture is prohibited, and you have a doubt on it, is it, so there's no bittel, and it might be it. So the Avodah Zarah and its accessories, which is the cup, is forbidden even a minute amount. Now, but Parish Kais Echa Minat HaRibbet, but let's say now a cup from that mixture gets separated. Benafel Kishash Naim now falls into two other cups, which that's the third one for those two. Now there's a majority of 2 to 1, so now there's already a Svek Sveka. Maybe the cup that separated from the first one was Avodah Zarah, or maybe not. And even if it was Avodah Zarah, now maybe this cup that is using the second mixture is not the one that fell into it. So in that situation, so then they're going to be permitted because of this Bitl Berif of the Svek Sveka. Let's say a ring of Avodah Zarah got mixed into 100 rings. Then, so that's the first suffix. Then two of them fall into the Great Sea, to the Mediterranean, which are called the all permitted. Again, because I say that ring was from one of the two rings, because he's also based on the principle of Svek Sveka. Maybe the ring that fell into the sea was Avodah Zarah. And even if we can say that it was a permitted one, maybe the ring that you're using is not the one of Avodah Zarah. Now, let's say the ring of Avodah Zarah gets mixed into 100 rings, and then it gets divided, that mixture. 40 goes in one place, 60 goes to another place. Now that whole group of 40 falls into other rings, they're all going to be permitted. Because I say, I can presume that the prohibited ring of Avodah Zarah is in the majority, meaning it's amongst the other 60, and therefore, this would be the same thing of not being part of the majority, and then it's mixed into another thing. So therefore, again, that would be the same principle of saying that it's permitted with this fake sveka. Nafla shishim matabar sacheis. Now, but if let's say that 60 falls into other rings, kula nasur, they're all going to be forbidden. Now, if they didn't all fall, then Mishol, it would be permitted, because, again, then that last mixture would also have only a Svek Sveka, and it would be permitted. But if all of them fall, so it's all still that same mixture, and then you still have that one suffix, making it forbidden. Halachi Rav continues with regarding the prohibited Asherah, the Avodah Zarah tree. So Hashera, the Hashera, which is Avodah Zarah tree, Bein Chayis in the Vedas, whether it was worshipped, or Bein Chayis in Hashayis Avodah Kachov in Menachas Tachteh, or even if it wasn't worshipped itself. It's just that the Avodah Zarah was placed beneath it, where they would plant a tree to put the Avodah Zarah beneath it. Also, Leisha B'Tzel Kamasa. Again, we're talking about the prohibition of having benefit. So you're not allowed to sit in the shade of its height. But Amut Leisha B'Tzel Hasarigim. You're allowed to sit in the shade of the branches. Not beneath the branches themselves, because that you cannot have benefit, but beneath the shade of the branches, and Ba'al Mishalah, and of the leaves of it. Now, V'im Mishalai Derech Acher, so he has another way. Also, Leisha B'Tzel Kamasa. He's not allowed to go beneath the tree. V'im Einsham Derech Acher, so there's no other way. Leisha B'Tzel Kamasa, Kusharat, then he could go beneath it when he's running. Halochid Beis Na Afroichim Shkindaba. Regarding the little birds that are nesting in the tree, but they don't need the mother bird anymore. Mutagim, they're permitted. But the habetim, but the eggs, the young birds that need their mother, assume they're actually forbidden. Why? Because like the hashera is like a base for them, the chamal geizer, so that you shouldn't come to have benefit from the tree itself, and also you have to be concerned that the person might go on the tree because he's concerned they might fall, and then you might come to benefit from the tree. Therefore, that we said that those eggs and young the hatchlings are going to be forbidden. Now, v'aken atzmei shebereisha, the actual nest itself on the top of the tree, mutz is permitted. Neshalif maybe eats a memakam achah, because the bird actually brings its wood from somewhere else. We don't have to be concerned that it took it from the hashera tree, and therefore that actual nest would be permitted. Halachid gimel notol mimena, if it took from the hashera tree, ate some wood, astromanot, that's forbidden to have benefits. Sabay dezer hisik bema satan, if you use the wood to heat up of it, you have to wait till it cools down. And then you subsequently will heat up the oven again with other wood that's permitted. But by then you can bake in it. If you bake bread in the oven and it wasn't cooled down, the bread's going to be forbidden to have benefit because it's having benefit from the avodah zarah wood. If that gets mixed into other loaves of bread, you have to go and take the value, because that's really, it's not really the bread that's forbidden, it's the benefit of what you had from the firewood. So you have to take the value of that bread and throw it to the Amalek, that you shouldn't have the benefit of that value of that bread. But then the other loaves will be permitted. Let's say you took from the wood shuttle, which is the weaving rod. It's made out of wood, that they would tie the thread of the weft thread that we throw between the warp thread, and that's how you make it back and forth to make a weave. So if they took from it a shuttle of arug b'sabegad and they used it to weave a garment, so sabana, the garment's going to be forbidden to have benefit because it came from the asherah wood. That garment becomes mixed into other garments. Here again, it's not the actual thing itself, it's just it caused. Then you take the value of that garment, you throw it to the Dead Sea, and then all of the other garments would be permitted. Now, you're allowed to plant beneath the Asherah tree vegetables, whether in the summer months, which then the vegetables need shade, whether in the winter when the tree is actually harmful for it, then they should sell Asherah shehu aser, because, yes, you're right, the shade of Asherah tree is forbidden. But that's ima karka. But it's not growing purely because of the shade. It's with the ground. She'enin says, which the ground is not forbidden. Both are gomer liyurokas el tzmach. They're both causing the vegetables to sprout. Oh, says the Rambam, v'chol shadava aser. V'dava mutu gomer loy. Anytime you have a prohibited entity and a permitted entity causing something to happen, that is a mokum v'chol mokum. That's what's called zev zegayim. There's two, a prohibited and a permitted causing. That's permitted in all situations. And lefikar, therefore, sada shezibla bezevla bezikachavim. If you have a field that was fertilized with the fertilizer of avodah zarah, mutu lezor yaisa, you're allowed to go ahead and plant it because it's not just the fertilizer, it's the ground also. So to ufada shepitma bekashin avodah zikachavim. If you have a cow that was fattened up with the vetch of the avodah zarah, teachal, it could be eaten because again, there's also permitted vetch. It wasn't just fat only from the avodah zarah. It's zev zegoyim and mechen kuyetz and anything similar like this will be permitted. Halacha tazav continues on regarding the sacrifices of the avodah zarah. Regarding the Isra Vana. Baser, the meat, or yain, or the wine, or pedis, or the produce, chinum lakrim labodizkab, which were prepared to be sacrificed for the avodah zarah. So lein nesu banah, they didn't become forbidden just by being prepared. Even though it was brought into the temple of the avodah zarah, until it was actually sacrificed and not forbidden. It could even live in there for a sacrifice in front of the avodah zarah, and to the becomes sacrifice. Even if they subsequently took it out, it's always going to be forbidden. whatever is found that you see and you find in the temple of the Beit Zara, fill a mayim v'melech, even water and salt. Asubah no benatir, biblically is going to be forbidden to have benefit from it. V'oichem meni kosher, whoever eats from it, even a minute amount, loike will get lashes. Halachat Hazayin continues what, but let's say it's in a degraded way and it's out of its place of the temple. Hamaitzik sus, if someone finds a garment, v'keilim and vessels, and moyis and monies, barish abayit z'kacham, on the head of the idol. So imitzim derech bezoin, if you find it in a degraded way, because it could be in an honorable way too, which would be forbidden, find it in a degraded way, hadayim return, then it's permitted. But if some derech covered, you find the honorable way, hadayim soon it's going to be forbidden because of the ornaments, the decorations of the avodah zarah. Kitzad how so? So matzah kiss, talabit sabara. If you find a purse hanging from its neck, in contrast to the money itself, or ksus mukapelis umanachas al resho, but you find the garment folded and put on its head, because if it's like laying over, that's ornamental. Or kli kaf al resho, or a vessel is turned over on its head. So that's the degraded way. Hadizim matzah is going to be permitted, and they should derech bazen, because it's in the degraded way, and it's not considered ornamental to it to be forbidden to have benefit. And mechay kitzav, anything like that would be permitted. But again, it's out of the temple also. Matzah b'resha dava. Now, let's say you find on its head something shekiyitzibay, but that its simile is karav l'gab mizbech, is sacrificed in the by the mizbech in the Beis HaMikdash. For example, flour, wine, oil. These are things that are sacrificed in the Beis HaMikdash. Then that is also then it's going to be forbidden because most definitely they made for it for sacrifice of avodah zarah, and these must be the remnants, and therefore it's going to be forbidden. Now, but mitzvah, when do we say this to differentiate if it's an honorable way or the degraded way? Is b'zman shebitzan chutz l'makom avodah zarah. It's only if you find it out of the area of where it's worshipped. But if you find it in the inside, within the partition that separates for the Avodah Zarah, which is where it's worshipped, then ben derech kaveh, whether in the honorable way, ben derech bezim, whether the degraded way, ben davar ol mizbech, whether something fits for the mizbech, ben davar she'in the rov, whether something is not fit, kol ha'nimtza b'fim, whatever is found inside the sanctuary, also is going to be forbidden, afil amayim melech, even water and salt. Now, upo'oyru markulis, which, interesting, these two Avodah Zarahs are actually worshipped in a degraded way, one by defecating and one by throwing stones at it. Whatever is found with it, whether inside or outside, is going to be forbidden to have benefit, because the fact that it's degraded is not a proof. So too the stones of Markulis. Even a stone that looks like it's with it, is forbidden to have benefit because of the takrevis. Halach Yitzayin continues regarding the bathhouse or garden that's associated with the Beit Zarah. So Chavim, an idol, that had a bathhouse or a garden, Nenemem, you could have benefit from that bathhouse or garden, Shalibatovitz Karneha, without thanking the priest for its service. And Ve'ein Nenem Behem B'Toivasim. And he's not having benefit from the goodness of the Kahanim. But Hoyullah V'Lachem, now let's say this actually belonged to the Avodah Zarah and to others. It wasn't owned purely by the those who take care of the deity. Then you could have benefit from it, even with giving thanks to the priest. As long as you don't pay wages for the utility, because you're not a cause benefit of Avodah Zarah. You're paying them, it's going towards to the Avodah Zarah. If there's a bathhouse that has an idol that's standing inside of it, you're allowed to bathe over there, because it was made there just for beauty, not to worship. Because there's a buzz in the bottom, Eloi Heihem, the problem is their idols, meaning it's only a problem when they treat it in the way of a deity. It's not when they're degrading this idol. Like here, it's standing over here by the gutter, which is taking out the wastewater, and everyone's urinating in front of the idol. But if that was the way they worshipped the idol, then yeah, asla comes, but then we'd be forbidden to enter into that bathhouse. Halachi Tesk concludes with the knife, as it applies to this parak of Isra Hano. But regarding a knife that of Avodah Zarah that was used to slaughter, which the Avodah Zarah would use it to slaughter their animals and also to cut the piece of meat to serve and to sacrifice for the Avodah Zarah. If someone used that knife to cut something, how is a mutter? Although one's not supposed to use it, but the meat that he used for that is permitted. Because actually when the person slaughters an animal, it's actually ruining the animal, because when it's alive, it has three utilities. To have offspring, for plowing, and for slaughtering. So it has more value. When you slaughter it, it can only be used to eat. So you actually diminish its value. So actually, it's not considered Isra no. But if the animal is in danger, it was about to die, then actually I raise the it's forbidden, Nishu Masakim, because actually, had you not slaughtered it, it would have died, it would have been in the veil, it would have been forbidden to eat. So actually, it is a remedy. And therefore, Vareze Hatikun, so this remedy is Mahanois Mesham Shabbat Zikachom. It's actually from having benefit from the accessories of Bait Zah, which actually would be forbidden. You're also forbidden to cut meat with it, because that's just fixing. But if the cutting is a way of loss and of destruction, for example, let's say he takes a nice serving size for distinguished personality, cuts it into small pieces, it actually loses its significance, then actually mutter, that actually would then be permitted, because that would not be considered hanoah, and thus permitted.